Hey friends, it's February 24th. I want to talk to you today about a very tough topic. This is a topic that honestly impacts every single person I know, and that's the topic of gossip. We've been spending time in Ephesians 4:29, let no unwholesome talk come out of your mouth, but only what is useful for building others up. And when people think about things that don't build people up, oftentimes they think about gossip. There's a quote that I read that somebody wrote that says, "For all of you who gossip about me, thanks for making me the center of your world." I love that quote. I love the snarkiness behind that quote. And it's somebody who has taken something very negative and made it into, I guess, something positive. We make other people the center of our world when we focus on gossip. And gossip, just to clarify, gossip is when we talk about other people in a way that does not make them look good, that brings shade to them, you might say. And gossip doesn't have to be something that's false or untrue. Gossip is any time we pass along or allow ourselves to listen to things being passed along that are talking about someone else that we wouldn't say if they were sitting right there in front of us. So just to be conscious of that today is so important. And for followers of Christ, my goodness, read the Proverbs. If you want to read about the dangers of gossip and the fact that that does not honor God, James 1:26 also says, whoever considers themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongue deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Oh my goodness, that is strong words, isn't it? So it's important that we keep a tight rein on our tongue when it comes to gossip. Hearing it, tolerating it, passing it along, it does not make Jesus look good when we do that. So I want to ask you to be as we were a few days ago about negativity. Today, to keep a little tally of the amount of times that you talk about someone or you allow yourself to hear gossip without walking away or even saying something. Let's pray about that right now. Father, we know that gossip is so prevalent in our society and so prevalent even in churches. Forgive us, Lord, when we gossip about people, when we pass along information that we've heard, whether it's true, whether it's not, or whether we don't know if it's true or not. Father, help us to not justify our gossip, not to make excuses for our gossip, but to see it as it is, and we'll just rely on your Holy Spirit to show us that. Father, we know that it's everywhere, it's all around us, and to walk through a day around a lot of people and not hear gossip is nearly impossible. But Lord, we don't have to take part in it. Today, Lord, I choose not to talk about other people in any way that I wouldn't say right in front of them. I won't pass along information today. Help me in this, Lord. Information that I wouldn't just say right in front of the person. God, help me in every area of saying things that only build others up according to their needs, what they need, Lord. Help me in this area of gossip, Lord. Help me to recognize it. Help me to not justify it. And help me to improve in this area in my life. Or if I have someone else in my life who trusts me that I can speak that truth into, help me to do that today. Bring up conversation about gossip, not gossip conversation. Conversation about gossip, Father, so I can grow with other believers as well. Thank you, God, for always giving me a second chance, for being so extremely patient with me as I learn to walk in your ways. God, I pray for encouragement of my friends hearing this today. Would you remind them that you reward those who give you their time, their energy, and everything. Lord, I just pray that you would walk with them today. Whatever they're going through, you would encourage them today. In Jesus' name, amen.